Noon and good evening to everyone. Welcome to today's at-large capacity building working group call on Thursday the 27th of August at 1800 UTC. On today's call we have Tijani Benjima, Cheryl Langdon Orr, Leah Simaker, Cyranus Vardanyan, Ron Sherwood, Aliel Michel, and Glenn McKnight. We have apologies from Boudouin Chambé, Maureen Hilliard, and Dev Anand Tiluksing. From staff, we have Heidi Ulrich, Ariel Young, and myself, Gisela Gruber. And if I could please remind everyone to state their names when speaking for transcript purposes. Thank you, and over to you, Tijani.
Thank you very much, Gisela. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. We are starting this capacity building working group call. It is, as we said, we have already organized an organizing call a few weeks ago, and we decided to organize this call to kick start off the new cycle of the capacity building for 2015. First of all, I will ask you if you you have the agenda in front of you on the Adobe Connect. Do you agree on the agenda? Do you have any amendment to the agenda to do? Shall we adopt it? Seeing no hands, so okay, I have a green tick from Cheryl, so the agenda is adopted, and we go to the item number 3, which is review of the suggestions for the remaining 2015 program. I don't know if Gisela or Thierry can put on the Adobe Connect the table with all the proposals we received. So, meanwhile, I will start perhaps going through the table. So, please mute the source of this noise. Thank you. So we received 9 proposals and some other proposals from Glenn, which are not topics for capacity building, but new methods or new ways to do capacity building. So we have in total 15. We received 15 proposals. 9 of them are topics for new webinars for the new cycle. So the first one was sent by Dev, and it is about at-large working groups, what they are and how at-large can take part. He says that many at-large members are not aware of the various at-large working groups, which offers the opportunity to work with other members of at-large to better represent the interest of the individual end users in ICANN and at-large activities. So this is the first topic proposal. I don't know what do you think. Do you think that we have to you have to frame better the presentation, Thierry or Gisela? Because here people, I don't know, if you can enlarge the window where you make the display and perhaps make it better framed. Yes, thank you very much. Okay. So, I don't know, do you want us to go through them all together and then try to decide on which one we have to select, or if perhaps we will choose other topics, so we will speak about them today. But let us now go through all the proposals, and then we will come back. And and if you have any point of view about the topic that I am mentioning now, you can raise your hand and give your point of view. Okay, so. So I said the first topic was at-large working groups, and it was proposed by Dev Anand. The second one is, in fact, an action item. that we have to organize a webinar about policy. So it is a GNSO policy process. And so this is an interesting one, and we will speak about it later. Then I will go directly to the topics before coming to the new ways of capacity building. So Eduardo have proposed three topics. At Large, new website, how to navigate in the new website of At Large. The second topic was how to work with volunteers. And the third one is how to acquire domain names and what you should look for. This is quite, I don't know, we will discuss later. Okay. So this is those are the three first, and you have a fourth one, which is policy development in ICANN, and we did a lot of webinars about policy development in ICANN. But if you feel that we need more, perhaps we can program one webinar about it. And then Peter Knight proposed Peter Knight proposed a webinar on establishing, recruiting, and building new ALSs. So he's speaking about recruiting new ALSs. He's speaking also about establishing new ALSs. So this is perhaps something interesting because we are working on this issue on the new criteria for the ALSs. So perhaps it is a good subject. And the last one is Nader Al-Haq Al-Araj, who proposed a webinar on the acronyms, ICANN acronyms. So this is a brief list of the proposed topics for webinars. Cheryl, yes, please, go ahead.
Thank you. I just thought I'd give some feedback now if we've reached the first run through on the listing. I think some of these could also be combined. For example, unless we're going to start doing pop quizzes with people, I think a whole webinar devoted to ICANN acronym borders on the cruel and unusual punishment side of the spectrum. But to have that combined with perhaps another topic whereby one of the website or usage of website topics where we guide people to the excellent glossaries that are already in existence. I mean, it seems silly to do more than just point people to the effective tools ICANN's already put together. But they do need to know how to find them and of course, also recognise that in any given hour there's probably a new acronym being developed somewhere. So I think we might be able to combine a couple of these as well, Tijani. I just wanted to bring that as a possibility. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Cheryl. This is a good point, and it's because I don't see a webinar about glossary, frankly speaking. So combining those will perhaps make sense, and we may have a good webinar about the website, acronyms, etc. together. Okay, any other comments for this brief overview of what was received? And then I'll come back to Glenn. So right now there is no other comments. So I note that Cheryl proposed to combine, to merge some of those topics. I will try to give the floor to Glenn to explain the new capacity building tools that he proposed, and you have them on the table, but he will be the best one to explain them for you. Glenn, are you there? Glenn? Okay. seems not to have, or perhaps you are muted, Glenn. Okay, no response. Very good. So, now we have 9 topics. I want to remind you that we have only 4 months for the remaining part of this year, September, October, November, and December. There is a lot of activities during those 4 months, and I don't see more than 1 webinar per month. Perhaps for some exceptions, we may have 2 more webinars, but in general rules, we will have 1 webinar per month. So we will have to choose 4 topics, and perhaps not all of them are there, because I don't know, but I think that perhaps after we develop, at large develop its comments on the transition and on the accountability, perhaps we need to make a webinar for the community to explain them what are the content of these comments and why we do those comments. I know that there was a lot of webinars about the transition and about the accountability, but our point of view, our statements to the public comment and to the community should be explained, in my point of view, to the community, to our community. So perhaps at least 1 webinar for both, or perhaps 2 webinars will be something good for the community too, because we don't have to lose track. We need to be addressing the actual issues that are discussed in ICANN. And now the most discussed issues now are the transition and the accountability. So my opinion, but you may disagree with me. If you disagree, please speak up. We have to choose, I said, 4 topics, perhaps 5 if it is necessary, but the best is to stick to 4 topics. And we have here 9 proposals. We will merge some of them. I think that it is a good thing to have a webinar on the website plus the glossary. So it will be something very informative. And I am sure that even us who are very active, who are in the leadership of at large, we sometimes have difficulties with the new website. So I think that we really need to have this webinar. Yes, Cheryl, please. Cheryl, you might be muted.
There we go. That's better. Hopefully you pushed the right button at the right time. Thanks, Tijani, Cheryl, for the record. Again, I think there's some possibilities for us to blend together. Sorry. I apologize. Back again. To blend again a couple. For example, the policy development engine, so specifically policy development process, could be part of the same presentation in, 2 sections. And also that could, to some extent, allow us to at least integrate some of what the at-large working groups and that type of issue that Deb's proposal brings in. So, again, I think we've got some opportunities to perhaps blend here with the point of the current topics and CWG and CCWG final input from our community being discussed, they could act as case studies, for example, in this sort of activity as well. So I just think with some smart thinking we can probably pick up the key points that a number of these proposals are wanting to cover and still fit it in that 4 or 5 category. If you do think, however, that we do need a specific single topic review of our inputs into final comments or indeed discussing the final output out of the CWG and CCWG processes. If it's going to be a full single topic call, I'm almost tempted to suggest that should be separate or seen as outside of our specific capacity building activities. Just think, you know, we might be able to leave enough room in the scheduling to cover a lot more of these ground building things as well. Thanks, Giovanni.
Thank you very much, Cheryl. It's exactly what I think about the input of at large and the subject of transition and accountability. I think that it should be a single topic webinar, and it should be informative and also Q&A. I do hope that the community will have questions to ask so that they understand better, because if you make a very good presentation, if people don't interact, I am not sure they understand very well, or they will benefit very well from the webinar. So I think a single topic webinar about that will be very good, and will be at least one. At least one webinar. Perhaps we need two: one for the transition and one for the accountability. But we may merge them and make it only one webinar. It depends on how people are interactive, how people will ask questions, how many questions will be asked. If people will not ask questions, one webinar will be sufficient. If we have a lot of interaction, I think we may need more than one webinar. But let's now focus on, since we have only four or five webinars, let's now focus on the topics that we will pick, and you are right that we will merge. Perhaps we will have two merged webinars, one about the website, the glossary, etc., and the other about the capacity building. About the policy development and genesis of the policy development, etc. So, and also a third one, which is the input of at large about the transition and the accountability. So I don't know if those three, at least three identified topics, will be acceptable for all the members of the capacity building working group. If you object, or if you have another point of view, please speak up. Please raise your hand. And thank you, Cheryl, for your introduction, because it was necessary. Yes, please. Yes, please, Mr. Nkam, etc. Go ahead, please. Nkam?
Hi, Nkam, are you able to speak? This is Heidi.
Yes. Yes, Heidi.
No, I'm just seeing if Nkam is able to speak. Gisela, are you able to determine that?
Yeah.
Yes. Heidi Gisela here, sorry. Kim was on the audio bridge. We dialed out him, but unfortunately, he only wanted to stay on the Adobe Connect, and I'm not sure if he's activated the speaker. I am on private chat.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. No, we cannot hear you, unfortunately. But you can type your message. You can type your idea, please, on the chat. Perhaps you are on mute. Star 7 to unmute, please.
Tijani, Cheryl here. I don't think he's on mute because I'm hearing background noise, which I suspect might be from his general room environment. So there's a mic somewhere picking up, but I'm sure staff can help problem solve with this while he uses Sumish.
Yes, please. So waiting for solving this problem, I will give the floor to Sevenush.
Thank you, Tijani. Sherano speaking. Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you very well. Thank you.
Good. So I completely agree with the three topics you suggested, and I would like also to add the first topic suggested by Dev, because the presentation of working groups is really very important for ALSs to know about, and a lot of questions are coming that what those working groups are doing. So for them to be really involved, it would be good to have a webinar on the presentation of working groups. And I think that we can have this as a fourth topic together with those three suggested by you. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Tiranush. Thank you. In response to the question of Inkan, the three topics that I mentioned was two merged topics who are which were the website and the acronyms. The second one is the is about the policy development and the GNSO policy development. And the third one is the input of at large on the transition and the accountability. Now we have a fourth proposal by Dev and supported by Sevenush, that I support too, which is a webinar about the working groups, the at-large working groups. Perhaps we may do it not only at-large working groups, because we need people to be aware of the working groups in general in ICANN and perhaps specifically in at-large. Cheryl, go ahead, please.
Thank you, Tijani. Hopefully I've managed to not mute myself when I go to speak this time. With this topic that Dev proposed, and I'm absolutely supportive of that as an additional subject, it strikes me that we could almost do this in a quarters system where two quarters of the time allocated could be looking at if it's felt to be the priority, and I think it probably should be, our specific at-large working groups, one quarter the wider working group opportunities, including cross-community working groups across ICANN. But because we're talking about capacity building and capacity building for individuals and at-large structures, I think there'd be an opportunity for a quarter of that time to actually pick up on the topics that Eduardo has suggested in terms of working with volunteers, because we could specifically design some of the best practices in volunteering and volunteer management, and use our working groups as both case studies and some piloting. And by piloting here, I'm talking about the ability to assist new entrants into a working group where us more experienced, if not mature, working group members can take someone and act as peer support when they're newly entering into a work group, etc. And I know that's something we've discussed certainly now within our region. So it just strikes me that, again, this might be an opportunity for us to pick up critical points from a number of the topics, and I would suggest those two are a natural fit. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Cheryl. And you give me a very good idea. The working with volunteers can be combined very well with the topics that suggest about the ALSs. And this will be a good thing to do, because we are working on the new criteria for ALSs. And I think a webinar about that, combined with working with volunteers, since it is really linked together will be a good thing. I do agree with you that we have to perhaps not putting it with the working groups, putting it with the ALSs. There is a proposal about how to engage, how to recruit ALSs, etc. So my thinking is going not to address the subject in this way, but to speak about the ALSs and recruiting the ALSs and the new ideas or the new thoughts in at large about the new criteria for the ALSs, for recruiting ALSs. So I don't know if you agree with me, but I think it is a good idea. I have
Johnny, if you see a green tick next to my name, it usually indicates I agree. So take that as a yes.
I see that. Yes, thank you very much, you and Ali and Sarah Noosh. A lot of good. Thank you. Thank you very much. So now we have Yes, thank you. Now we have five identified topics. I hope that Gisela has noted everything. We will work on it together. So it will be five webinars and not four. So we will make two webinars for 1 month, and it might be during November because December is a very hard month, and October is ALAC meeting. So I don't think we will be able to do two webinars. September will be difficult also because we are starting, and there will be a lot of activities too. So perhaps, I don't know, perhaps it will be in November. We will see. We will try to make a program together and share it with all the members of the working group. So now, if I can summarize it, now we identified five possible webinar topics. One is about the input of at-large about the transition and the accountability. The second is about the working groups proposed by DEV. And perhaps we have to merge it with the ALSs and with the working with volunteers. No, I don't feel it will work. So we will make a webinar about the ALSs and working with volunteers. Another one will be about the website and acronyms. What else? I think, let me see the table. Moment. Yes, so policy, one about policy development and the policy development and GNSO policy development. A website, we spoke about it, how to work with volunteers together with how to recruit ALSs and the new criteria for ALSs. And that's all. We have five topics identified. So if there is any remark about that? Any idea? If we agree on that, we will work on it, and I will share with you a table. Now we have to work on the speakers, and Heidi is here, Gisela is here. For each topic, we will try to find the good speakers, and we have to identify them now or perhaps during the few days, upcoming days, and share it on the list. But the best is to do it now, if we can. I think we can. Moment. So let's begin by the policy, the GNSO policy process, and the policy development in at large, in ICANN. Here we did already several webinars about policy development, and Alan Greenberg did one. Now, since we will speak about the policy development process in GNSO, we have to invite one from the GNSO, and Heidi will help us about that. I think about someone from the GNSO Council better than someone from the staff of GNSO. What do you think about that? Sheryl, what do you think? Ali,
Tijani, Heidi and Ali have their hands up first, so I think you've got
okay.
A cue.
Okay, Heidi, please.
Hi, Tijani. Hi, everyone. Just some suggestions for the GNSO policy development webinar. In the past, we've had Marika Koenig do that. I mean, she's obviously very skilled in that topic from staff, but we also have Mary Wong, who is an excellent presenter and comes from the community. So she might be another person that you might wish to consider for that topic. For the website, I would think that the best people would be our very own Ariel Yang, who is working very closely with the group who's developing that. And then the other person is Laura Bangford. They have been working really the closest on this website, so I think that they would be the obvious choices for those. And then I have other suggestions, but I'll let others speak. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Ali, please.
Thank you, Tijani. This is Ali Al-Mishal. Yes, when I was just looking on the minutes of the meeting when the first time suggested topics, there was a combined between the at-large working group and the engagement of ALSs. And I think he thought both of them are one. So now it's been separated as a different topics together. So I don't know if we will speak about at-large working groups. This is exactly when we are targeting these ALSs to get engaged. But now I can see that it goes as a separate topic, engaging ALSs and engaging volunteers within the working group. Isn't it a repetitive of the first webinar that we spoke about? Thank you.
Thank you, Ali. Thank you very much. I think that merging the working with volunteers with the working groups perhaps will not be very fruitful now. It is better to merge it with engaging with ALSs. And this can be another webinar, separate webinar. So we will have six topics, but perhaps we are not obliged to do them all before December. It might be the first one to be done in the new cycle of 2016, depending on the importance. If we decide that it is important to make it now, we may do it now, but I put it in your hand, in the hand of the working group. If you give me your opinion, if you feel that there is a priority for the working groups and engaging with ALSs, we may take it for this cycle. If we may put it to January, it will be, in my point of view, better. So we will start the new cycle with it. Cheryl now.
Thank you, Tijani. Cheryl, for the record. Just to go to Ali's point, I think with engaging ALSs and the volunteering, that as a combo will work perfectly well with the very high-level topics that Eduardo's proposal actually is outlining. I mean, these are the high points and holidays of generic volunteering that is outlined here, as opposed to the particular specifics that I suspect I would like to drill down to in association with the working group activities. So I think we can probably meet both needs fairly effectively. And I did mention things like, you know, step entries and peer supports and stuff like that we can use in our working groups that we probably need to discuss. The reason I put my hand up, though, is I certainly want to support Heidi with using the appropriately talented and particularly good presenters from staff that are specific to some of these topics. I think it is important for us to also expose the people that our members will be engaging with in things like the working group. So, you know, when they meet a Marika or a Mary in terms of a webinar, it also makes it more comfortable for them to then engage with a Marika or a Mary when they're working on a working group at some future point in time. So I think that's worthwhile to do. I also wanted to suggest that we avoid spending the whole of the time in presentation mode for a lump of time, and then, you know, what are your questions? I'd very much like to see where the topics allow, and not all of them will allow it, obviously, but where topics allow that we might try and have some think tanking or interaction, or at least drawing of questions, which Dove Connect and other tools allow us to do quite effectively, so that we actually get feedback from our participants during the interactions. And certainly some of the topics, like the volunteering ones, do lend itself to that sort of thing. So even though we have a fairly good concept of what might be an ideal model, we can encourage greater participation and engagement during the webinar if we have an ability to interact with them. And to some extent that goes to some of the skill sets that the proposals Glenn has put forward would probably be leading us to. There's a wealth of information out there on how to do better engagement and better remembered and more participants and more effective webinars. It'd be nice to think some of those points could be brought into our next series, if not between now and the end of the 2015 calendar year, certainly within the 2016 calendar year as well. So I just wanted to promote perhaps some newer modelling on how we put these webinars together. And finally, while I have the microphone, I do want to suggest that we don't necessarily have to have just one or even two presenters. There is something to be said for a couple of people's concepts on the same topic. So if you limit some, three or four people to three or four slides, rather than, well, dare I say it, bore the living daylights out of some of us, that might be a very good thing indeed. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Cheryl. This is very helpful. And I will give the floor later to Glenn, who has ideas about the new ways to make capacity building and to make webinars also. But I do agree with you, and concerning the speakers from the JMSO, I agree with the proposal of Heidi, and I said that I want someone from the community, but Mary is from the community, but even if we have an excellent speaker from the staff, we may take it also. We'll take him also. Thank you. Now, if we now spoke about the presenters for the policy development webinar, and we spoke about the GNSO, but we didn't spoke about the general policy development in ICANN. Do you agree that we keep Alan Greenberg for that, or do you suggest another one? Perhaps we may take more than one, as Cheryl said. Yes, Cheryl, please.
Thank you. Alan's presentation is a good example of why I said we need to have three or four people with three or four slides. Because I certainly would think we need to have his expertise and input but I don't think we need it for 55 minutes.
Okay. Okay, so you agree that we take more than one so that
yes,
we make it more
absolutely.
Dynamic. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, I agree with you too. So, to whom are you thinking, Cheryl?
Well, again, it depends on the topic, but you've got people well and truly skilled amongst the existing ALAC and recently serving ALAC and regional leadership. Dev comes to mind, obviously, particularly for the working group, because he led the design team, that restructured how we operate within the at-large working groups as well. Myself and Avery come to mind when you want community input along with Alan Greenberg from GNSO working groups, because Avery and I serve to actually, you know, draft and write the guidelines that the GNSO working groups use. All that sort of thing. So I think we've got the talent out there. Let's do some shortlisting and see. But it would also be good to make sure we get some regional and hopefully new voices in the mix as well. We've got some pretty impressive leadership across all of the RALOs, or most of the RALOs certainly, that would have, I think, experience and skill sets that could be brought to bear here. And we probably need to find out who could perhaps present well. But I again would suggest I'd rather listen to three or four voices for a short amount of time than give any one person too large a block and topic. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Cheryl. Any other thoughts about that? Okay. Okay, I see no hands, so I come back to the other topics and see. For the website, we spoke about it. Engaging with volunteers and the ALSs. This is a very important topic in my point of view, and I think that Eduardo might be involved if he wants. And
Tejani, I'm happy to help there at Cheryl. I have, after all, been managing volunteers in other contexts besides ICANN for, what would it be now? Probably close to 50 years.
Okay, very good, very good. Thank you very much, Cheryl. So Cheryl also. And I will try to see with Heidi if there is other names that I will share with you on the mailing list regarding the working with volunteers and the ALSs. I precise that we will try to speak about the ALSs from the angle of how to engage with ALSs, how we have to recruit those ALSs and what are the new criteria we want to have for the ALSs to be recruited. And then, policy development already done. Okay. Okay, and the last topic will be the IANA transition and the accountability, and we have a lot of people who can speak on this subject. We have the people who was the pen holders for the two statements, Alan Greenberg and Olivier Crépin-Leblanc, but we will try to make it more interactive and put more than one speaker for each topic. So I think there is no problem from this side. Okay. Now, if you don't have any other comments about the identification of the topics and the speakers, let me again give the floor to Glenn if he is still here and if he can speak. Glenn, are you here? Glenn, do you hear me? Okay, so Glenn has sent some new ideas about how to do capacity building to make it more attractive and more efficient. It is on the table. There is three or four cases for Glenn, so you can read them. I will not speak about them in his absence. He's better positioned to explain it. And we will try to make use of his experience when he will be present to explain those new methods. Now we are 10 minutes from the end of the webinar, the call. So I will go to the next steps. And next steps, the topics, presenters, and I can learn. Yes, there is also another point. We will make use and we will collaborate with I Can Learn. We had a call with Jeff, and he's ready. They are ready to help. And I think we identified more or less what kind of collaboration we will have. They will help us in putting all our webinars on their platform to perhaps dedicate some spaces for us for our capacity building working group. And we also agreed that we will try to make them develop courses. Specific courses for specific population, for specific and for specific items. They agreed on that, and we have to work together in the working group about what we want them to do exactly. And this will be the subject of the next call. We will make it one single issue call. It will be about how to collaborate, what we need from the I Can Learn, and how we can make them help us. Some actions are well defined and they are very easy to implement by them, but I personally think about courses that we have to prepare, especially for the beginners and especially for the new ALSs. Not beginners in general, but the new ALSs. Okay. So if you don't have any comment on that, right. Okay, I don't see any hands. So let me go to the next item on the agenda, number 4, which is next steps and the schedule. So I said that it will be from September to December, normally one per month, but 1 month we will do 2 webinars. The final schedule of the proposal of the final schedule will be distributed to you so that you approve it. And the next point is the online evaluation sheet. We had at the beginning of our work we used a paper evaluation sheet, and it was filled in by some of the trainees. It was a good experience. It wasn't bad, but there was not a lot of people taking this sheet. We thought that it is better perhaps to make it online. And Ariel very kindly prepared a proposal, but nobody used it. I will give the floor to Ariel to give us new ideas so that we make it more attractive, so that in the next cycle we will make it not compulsory, but we will insist on using this evaluation sheet, because this evaluation sheet will give us the feedback of the trainees, of the ALS representatives, of their opinion about what we are doing. Ariel, are you here?
Hello everyone, this is Ariel now for the record. Can you hear me?
Yes, very well. Go ahead, please.
Okay, thanks, Tijani. So about the online evaluation sheet, I think the main issue is the survey is a little bit, and we have about 15 questions. And it's understandable if someone took the webinar, it will probably be quite time-consuming for the person to click through all the questions and complete the form. So I think definitely we have a room for improvement. And I would just want to propose one idea for consideration, is that during the previous APAC AP Relo webinars, that's a joint effort between AP Relo and APAC Hub, we have made this experiment to put the survey or evaluation questions in the Adobe Connect room. So there is a pod function called pool. So I'm just gonna put one in our current AC room, and then staff can put in a question, and then there will be a multiple choices provided, and then we can just place that in the AC room on the side, and then whoever the audience can click the choices based on that their liking, and then it will be a quite effective way to collect the feedback on the spot, so it will not demand more time from the audience to look at the evaluation later on. And so in fact, the APAC Hub, they tested this out earlier, and the response rate was really good. So this is one idea for consideration. And I saw Cheryl has raised her hand.
Yeah, thanks, Ariel. I just want to support, that's a perfect example of what I was referring to earlier by engagement tools that you can use during a webinar. And obviously it's going to be useful to get feedback during the webinar in this way, because, you know, 15 questions is far too long for people who are volunteers and who have already committed at least an hour of their time and possibly preparatory work before the time, and quite probably now, and I'm hopeful it will be, learning opportunities on the e-learning platform after the webinar as well. So, you know, let's be kind to people during these processes. But those same tools can be used to engage. You can find out, you know, what do you think about, what would you ideally like, what, you know, and you show the audience, you know, percentages of who, you know, likes cheese sandwiches and who likes Vegemite sandwiches. It doesn't matter what it is, but it allows a sense of community to develop within the webinar itself. And quite often, then you can compare what the individual webinar's population is thinking about a particular topic or wanting to know or needing to have, and compare it to terms of art or research, etc. So exactly what Ariel is outlining is very much what I think we should be doing. Thanks.
Thank you, Sherry, for that. And thank you, Ariel, for this proposal. This proposal will not make us get rid of the evaluation sheet. I think that we have to shorten it, as you said, perhaps make it more attractive, but try to make it used by the representatives of the LSS. This will be two different ways of evaluation, and I think it will be excellent. Any other feedback on what Ariel said? No feedback? Okay. So, Ariel, thank you. Please work on this evaluation sheet and on what you proposed now, the interaction during the webinar on the Adobe Connect, and perhaps shall it be ready for the September webinar? Ariel?
This is Ariel now for the record. Tijani, yes, we can definitely implement that. And in fact, Terry has a lot of experience with that tool, so we will collaborate and we will keep the group updated with the proposed questions.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Ariel. So noted, and the action item for Ariel. Any other question for Ariel for the evaluation in general? I don't see any hand, so next point is any other business. Is there any other business? We are about to finish our webinar, 2 minutes from the end of the webinar. So any other business? No, any other business. So let me tell you that we will try to start the first webinar in the middle of September. So we have 2 weeks, more or less, to finish everything. So now the first thing we will do, I will do with staff, is to prepare the table, to make proposal for the speakers, and share it with you. If it is approved by the group, it will be the final document, and we will work according to it. This is the way forward, in my point of view. If you agree, we will implement it like this. Okay. So, no remark, no comment on it. So we will do it. Thank you very much. Thank you for your presence. I think it was a productive webinar. Productive call. Have a good night or a good day, and bye bye.
Thank you very much, and bye. Here.
Thanks, all. Bye.
Thank you. The meeting has been adjourned, and the audio will now be disconnected. Thank you for joining today's call.